kids, Shannon,
Emily,
and Hannah, and you're listening to 90.7
FM
WGXC
Acra.
The Windham Farmers Market is held every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in front of Windham Local at 5410 Route 23 in Windham. You can find out all kinds of information about the Windham Farmers Market on the WGXC Community Calendar at WGXC.org, where all sorts of local events are listed. And you can even list your own if you go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event. You'll be read on the radio, just like the Windham's Farmers Market, which is held every Saturday through October 9th in front of Windham Local with meats, greens, honey, vegetables, and more. That's the Windham Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday on Route 23 in Windham.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you'll do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bob Wills Architecture of Rhinecliffe, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC helps you sleep at night and stay awake in the daytime. Whether at work or play, in good times and in bad, no matter the weather, community radio brings you local news, agricultural information, music and sounds, oratory, and radio stews.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
The sound of music that we hear.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Tracy. I'm the program director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia. I'm 10 years old, and I'm from near Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
Bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today.
You share first.
Okay. Well, I wanted to know if you knew that September is library card sign up month.
Wait, what?
September is library card sign up month.
No, I heard you.
Do you have a library card?
Yes.
What's your favorite thing about it?
I can just bring it to the library and get in the, it used to be before COVID in the summers, I'd go to the library about once a week and I'd bring my school year backpack and I'd bring my library card and I'd literally fill my backpack with books, read them all, return about half of them back to the library the next week, and then replace that half with new books, and then read the old half, return those the next week, replace the half, then read the old half. It just keeps going on and on. That's why I did in the summers until school started.
Mm-hmm. And does COVID. Does your school have a library?
My new school does. It's really amazing. And what's great is it's not like a typical library. It's instead of you having a library card or having to pay a fee, it's pretty much a trust system where you don't have there's no due date. Well, it's preferred like after about a month you bring it back, but pretty much you get like a month and you just have to tell the librarian, Miss Rodriguez, and then that's really it.
That's pretty cool.
And you get to read it. Yeah.
A lot of public libraries.
I was going to read a book from the library in my classroom, which is pretty much a few small shelves with books. L'Invisible, it's the best. I will bring it next week and that's why I will share. But sadly, I left it at school accidentally.
Oh, well, we'll look forward to that next week.
I'm very excited because during the summer I had to miss like 6 weeks in a row of BBB.
And now you're back.
Okay, warning. I just heard thunder. So yeah, I might have to migrate to my closet.
That I didn't
really
hear
do
it.
A difference though. What?
I didn't hear it, if that helps.
True, but Zoom it's weird. Zoom amplifies all the sounds you don't want people to hear, like your mom running the vacuum cleaner downstairs or you farting, and then it doesn't play the sounds you want people to hear, like thunder or your voice.
Well, we'll see how far we can get.
Speaking of books, me and a friend are writing a book together.
Really?
This friend is, you know, the one who I talked about earlier.
But what's the book that you're writing together?
So we just came up with the idea today. During class, we sat next to each other and we kind of doodled. It's science class. And she and I just wrote down a piece of paper, a few ideas for books, and we came up with one together, which is going to be, so pretty much it's two sisters, a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old, and the 10-year-old gets COVID and dies of it. And then the 12-year-old discovers a time machine and tries to go back in time to her sister.
To save her? Wow, that's a very timely piece.
Thank you. And
sci-fi elements.
And then also, I have a book that I'm going to write on my own, which I came up with for Daring Science class, which is going to be called Alexia and the Time Machine. It's going to be about a girl my age, 10, and she gets bullied a lot at school because she's very into science and technology. And she finally discovers how to make a time machine. She writes down the plans, but she left the plans at school accidentally and it fell out of her locker. And so this person found them. And so they get all the fame and credit for it, yet she came up with the idea. So she builds the time machine that she planned and she goes back in time to try to release the idea before the other person does. And, you know, it's probably going to be hard for most people to believe that a 10-year-old has designed a time machine. So the story will be kind of about that.
Interesting.
And it's going to be called Alexia and the Time Machine. I will share both when they are done. I have a feeling the collaborative one will take shorter than the one I'm doing alone.
It's always easier with help.
Yeah. My friend's a really great writer. So I'm excited. This is our first time writing a book together.
Are you writing really collaboratively on the computer? Like, are you using?
So what we're doing is we're starting a Google Doc for it. And pretty much she shared it with me. So I can type in and she can type in at the same time on different computers.
That's cool. You can work at any time then.
Yeah, it's great. And we want to be free at the same time. We just do it whenever we're free. And then I want to give her progress reports. So I shared the Google Doc for, I put my book that I'm writing alone on Google Doc and gave her viewing permission. I'm probably also going to give my old teacher viewing permission because I want to see what she thinks.
Oh, yeah, that's great. More eyes will help you edit.
Speaking of eyes, I just saw your cat look at me.
Oh, sorry. He's dying to be on the show.
He's cute. What's his name?
That's Ollie.
Aw.
He's very old.
Aw, how old?
He's 13, 14 almost.
Wow. What breed? Yeah.
He's a Bengal.
Did you know that most cats live between 16 and 20 years?
Really?
Yeah, so you still got a lot of years.
Yeah. I have another cat, too.
Aw, who?
Her name is Anime.
Anime? Aww. How old is she?
Very, very round. She's a very round cat. Oh, she heard me say her name, and she's looking at me now.
How old is she?
She, I don't know exactly, but she's more like probably 10.
Oh, I have a cat named Elizabeth who's 6. Aww. I've had her for 5 years, so we're very close.
Aww.
To the closet I go. This is becoming very disruptive and distracting to me. Thunderstorm, seriously going into my closet right now. Luckily, I recently decluttered my closet. And luckily, there's a big enough gap under door to fit the cord.
Georgia, broadcasting from her closet.
Me, live from my closet. I think the ceiling's kind of thicker in here.
Do you have any books in there?
Shoot, I need to go get my book that I'm going to share. Because I'm going to share my book. Georgia, coming back, live from the closet. There we go. Booming broadcast. So I'm in here just in case. I don't really need to be in here because the thunder's not very loud, but I think I will stay in here just in case. But there is a crack between the doors. But anyways, I'm going to share my book.
All right, that sounds great.
More thunder. I'm glad I came in here. So I think I haven't shared this yet. I don't think I have. It's called Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. I might have shared.
I'm sorry.
Who was that?
That's my cat meowing.
Which one?
Ollie.
Meow. He's meow is cute. Mine is, my cat's is meow. It's like she screams. She scream meows. When she's mad, she goes meow. Okay, back to books and away from meows. Hi, Ollie. Cute. So, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. It's kind of a really cool book. It's a bunch of little mini one-page little stories about different women in history. Mm. Like there's Alec Weck and Jane Goodall and Catherine the Great. Just a bunch of different women in history. There's even Cleopatra. And every single illustration is done by a different person. So Whoa. All the illustrations of the women look very different.
Are the illustrators women as well? Do you know? Yes. Ooh, I love that.
Yes. Would you like me to read one?
Sure.
So just name a random woman you would like to hear about. And I bet they have it. Them.
I'd like to hear your favorite.
What's my favorite? Ooh, I know my favorite. Where is it? I'm not into ballet. I don't really like it for myself. There we go. Page 140. There are a lot of pages, by the way. So my favorite story in here is Michella de Prince. I think it's pronounced Michella. I don't know. I've only read it. I haven't heard it. The illustration is very pretty. Would you like me to read it? It's only a page.
Yes, please.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Once a girl called Michella lost her parents during a terrible war. Michella had vitiligo, a skin condition which caused white spots on her neck and chest. Because of how she looked, the people at the orphanage called her the Devil's Daughter. Little Michella was lonely and scared, but so was a girl called Mia. When Michella was afraid, Mia would sing her a song. When Mia could not sleep, Michella would tell her a bedtime story. They became best friends. There we go. When Michella was afraid, I'm glad I came in here, it's pouring. When Michella was afraid, Mia would sing her a song. When Mia could not sleep, One day the wind blew a magazine to the gates of the orphanage. On the cover was a picture of a beautiful lady in a sparkly dress, her toes pointed. She's a ballerina, Michella's teacher told her. She looks so happy, 4-year-old Michella thought. I want to be like her. Soon afterward, she is taken on a long journey. She and Mia got separated. To stop herself from being scared, Michella started to dream. She dreamed that she and Mia had a mom and that she is a ballerina. At the end of the journey, a lady came up to her, saying she wanted to adopt not only Michella, but Mia, too. All of Michella's dreams were coming true. My clothes are blocking the light. All of Michella's dreams were coming true. So where was her tutu? She started searching around. What are you looking for? Asked her new mom. Michella showed her the magazine. You can be a ballerina too, her mom said, smiling. Michella devoted herself to ballet classes and is now a ballerina with the Dutch National Ballet. She is born January 6, 1995 in Sierra Leone. Never be afraid to be a poppy in a field of daffodils. That's a quote from her. They always have quotes. And for radio listeners, you will not be able to see this, but the drawing is incredible. It's very detailed and it's very beautiful.
It is very beautiful. Will you say the quote again? It kind of cut out a little bit.
Never be afraid to be a poppy in a field of daffodils.
Oh, I like that.
That's and then beautiful. I'll read the reviews since I don't think there's a description. A must-have for the nightstand of every girl or young woman you know. Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls reinvents fairy tales, inspiring girls with the stories of 100 heroic women from Elizabeth II to Serena Williams. Illustrated by 60 female artists from every corner of the globe, this is the most funded original book in the history of crowdfunding. Oh, well, not every page has a different illustration, but most do. These are bedtime stories we should be reading to our daughters. These bedtime stories trade princesses for women who change the world. Children who read this at bedtime are guaranteed some big and inspirational dreams. The best bedtime story you'll ever read. And then let's see how many pages this is. This has 200 pages. Write your story. Draw your portrait.
200 pages and every single page is a different person?
Well, there are 60 different, so not...
Oh, okay.
Well, for women or for the illustrators?
I was thinking of the women.
Oh, then yes. And then there are 60 illustrators who illustrate all the pages.
Wow, that's amazing. You know how you and your friend are writing a story? Maybe you should try to see how many people you can get to work on one story. Like, how many classmates could you get on one Google Doc writing the same story?
Ooh, that'd be crazy, but I think Molly and I have a specific idea. Also,
well, for a different idea, for a different idea.
Also, the boys would be like, and then the time machine goes big boom. Oh my gosh, a few years ago, there's a write your own story page. A few years ago, I wrote one and drew a portrait. My drawing style was so different. I admit, the portrait of me is really not very good.
I bet it's great.
It says, once upon a time, a girl named Georgia was baking, as usual. Usual spelt wrong. She has always dreamed of owning a bakery. She has always called it Knitley. Baking constantly, Georgia improved her baking. She always thought she wanted to be a painter until one day. She is 8 when she chose. Georgia wasn't a normal girl. She loved to get wet. She had short hair. She never wanted to wear makeup, and she hardly even wore dresses. Her hobbies are sketching, playing soccer, cracking jokes, and of course, baking. And I wrote my quote, do what your heart tells you instead of fading in.
And I love
the
that.
Portrait I drew.
That's so good.
I wrote this a few years ago. I don't remember writing this. Oh, wait, I kind of do. What's so funny is I think I wrote it when I was 8, like right after I chose I wanted to be a baker, like the day after. So
wait, these are blank pages that are at the end of the book you just told us about?
Yes, at
and
the end
of the book.
And
now you're a part of the book? That's amazing.
Yes, at the end of the book, there's a write your own story page.
That's so great.
And you get
great.
To write a story about a real person. It's really cool.
That is really cool.
It's in the back of the book. Did you know that I share a birthday with Yoko Ono?
No.
Well, she wasn't born 2011, obviously, but no. February 18th.
Neat.
That's it for me. What about your book?
Well, this isn't the book I was thinking of sharing, but you reminded me that I've been flipping through this book called Homemade in the Oven. It really makes me think of you because it's all baking, but it's not just desserts. It's vegetables or meals or different categories like that. But each recipe is illustrated too, which I know that you like. And something I really like about this book is...
That's amazing. I want that cookbook.
You have to...
Wait, is it a cookbook?
If you visit the library, I'll show it to you. Yeah, it is.
Ooh.
So this is one I'm going to make soon, baked
beet steak. Will you always be at the library?
I'm there most days, yeah. One thing
I go into the library whenever I find you.
Well, you could always come if you don't see me out in the open area. My office is on the left when you first walk in. Like, okay. If you're looking at the library, you know how it looks like a castle and there's the round part? It's inside there.
Where are you right now?
I'm at home because I didn't have time.
I love the wall color.
To get back. Thank you. I just painted. So one thing I like about this book, in addition to the illustrations and that the recipes look delicious, is that it's organized by what you're making, but it's also organized by month. So like if you go to the vegetables section, you can flip to September. And it'll choose recipes that, or it shares recipes that are suited to the month. So maybe it's because that's what's going to be producing a lot in your garden. Or maybe, you know, if the summer you don't want to leave your oven on for 4 hours, they won't include a recipe like that. And yeah, I just like the idea that you could follow along throughout the year and cook different things.
Say a minute ago, I'm not having good internet. You said something, but I didn't hear.
I was saying that the book is organized by month, so it will share specific recipes related to what might be growing in your garden at the time or what's suited to the temperatures, like if you don't want it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really neat.
I want that.
Yeah, you have to pick it up. Homemade in the Oven by Yvette Van Boven. Truly easy, comforting recipes for baking, broiling, and roasting. That's the full title.
Nice.
I have another book that I was going to talk about.
Ooh, tell me.
So this weekend, the library, well, some of our listeners will hear this broadcast on Friday. Some will hear it on Sunday. On Saturday, there's an author coming to visit the library named Jared Reinmuth. And he's coming to talk about a book called Big Black, Stand at Attica. It's a comic. It's the story of Frank Big Black Smith and the Attica Prison Rebellion of 1971. And I'm reading it right now. It's really powerful. It's a page turner. It's extremely interesting. And it's all about a very important part of American history. I know you'll want to know what age groups it's relevant for. It says it's geared towards those who are ages 15 and up. So it might be a bit violent for you. But when you get older, you should read it. And for any young adults or adults who are listening,
I can't wait.
You should come to the library Saturday at 12:30 to get your book signed.
Hopefully I can come to the library then. I don't know if I can. I probably shouldn't get a book signed if I can't read it for 5 more years.
Yeah, it might be better for your mom or your older friends. So we're just about out of time for today. We hope everyone out there listening has a good week filled with quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about more books. Until then, happy reading.
Happy reading, people. All I need is one. One more man is enough. But if you got it all, just turn your fears into trust. To trust.
Where did love go?